New Jersey-born trumpeter Arnetta Johnson was on stage performing with pop star Beyoncé during the Super Bowl 50 halftime show. But in her last semester at the Berklee College of Music, she had trouble finding other female trumpet players to practice with.
And ultimately, it never happened, unfortunately. So I was fortunate enough to be able to go to teachers.
Percussionist Terry Lynn Carrington was one of Johnson's professors at Berklee.
I hear you on the female instrumentalists at the school, and it's hard for me as a teacher there because I rarely get female students.
Carrington says about 40% of Berklee students are female, but when you reduce the singers from that equation, the percentage drops drastically. Johnson says it was hard to gain respect as a trumpet player.
Since I was surrounded by a lot of guys, I knew their approach would be, oh, here comes this chick. I wonder what she does. She probably sings. And then I just look at them and smile. And there were a lot of times where they passed me a mic and I just looked like, y'all don't really want me to sing anything.
Bassist and singer Esperanza Spalding says she encountered similar problems while studying music.
We as women creators often are still being kept in check in a zone by the male gatekeepers.
Spalding says male professors, band leaders, and promoters of jazz should lead the rest of the music world by example.
Men in positions of power in the jazz world are influencing what makes it out into the public arena of fringe music, which then infiltrates more popular modes or popular aesthetics, I guess, of commercial music.
Pianist Vijay Iyer was the only male participant on the panel. As a professor of music at Harvard University, he prioritizes giving women an equal opportunity, but says there's a long way to go.
I mean, it's still true that last week I played at Birdland with my sextet, which is all men, so I'm also part of the problem, you know. But in my small ways, here and there, I try to do something about it, where it counts and where I can make a difference in somebody's life.
Political activist, author, and professor Angela Davis is a longtime jazz fan. She says the music has always been at the forefront of activism.
It seems to me that jazz players, members of the jazz community, should be especially concerned that we figure out ways to guarantee that jazz is not left behind while the rest of the world moves forward.
Dr. Davis believes there's enough champions of women's rights in jazz to see a groundbreaking movement emerge. In New York City, I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.